Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, in the past months, world events have been pretty horrendous with all of the virus controversy and statistics. So, as I was preparing my program for today, I realized that I've talked about some pretty serious subjects. I've discussed being thankful for the changes, trusting God in the hard times, and I've talked about how to process the painful events of our lives. However, I have played some wonderful, God-honoring music for you also that I hope it encouraged you. But today, I've decided it's time for some laughter this week. Years ago, I came across a wonderful statement which I love and try to remember. Unfortunately, I don't know the author, but it's this. The most wasted of all days is that on which one has not laughed. Let me repeat that. The most wasted of all days is that on which one has not laughed. In thinking of the past weeks and months, how many wasted days have we had? You know, King Solomon, whom God called the wisest man on earth, wrote in Proverbs, "A merry heart does good like a medicine." Now, he didn't have the scientific data about the benefits of laughter that we have now, but Solomon just knew by inspiration from God. And thankfully, he passed that knowledge on for us these thousands of years later. Researchers say a typical 5-year-old laughs 400 times a day, and the average adult laughs 15 times a day. And I think, especially in today's world, that's probably being pretty generous. And in many parts of the world where life is so difficult, I imagine those statistics don't match up at all. And yes, we all have pressures to deal with, but we can learn to use humor and even laugh at ourselves to diffuse the stress in our lives. In the book of Ecclesiastes, written by King Solomon when he was old, he said in chapter 3, verse 4, "There's a time to weep and a time to laugh." And you know, sometimes when our world is in chaos, we find it easy to weep and complain. But today, I want us to take time to remember to laugh and keep our joy. Yes, the next song tells us what to do. It's the Continental Singers, and they encourage us to sing a happy song.
Oh, sing a happy song. Sing and smile the whole day long. When you feel a little down, get rid of that frown. Sing a song. Along we'll sing a happy song. Sing and smile the whole day long. Oh, come on, don't be dear, just give yourself a cheer. Sing a song. The Bible says that God is love. That's the reason why
He gave me life and the home above. I'm so happy I could cry.
Oh, sing, sing, sing the song along your merry way.
Sing, sing, sing a song to make a happy day. Come join in now and sing a happy song. Oh, come on, let's join in now and sing a happy song.
Hey, Randy, I just love that song. You know, you don't hear accordion music very often, and it is by a friend of ours, so let's play that happy song again.
Oh, sing a happy song. Sing and smile the whole day long. When you feel a little down, get rid of that frown. Sing a song. song along, we'll sing a happy song. Sing and smile the whole day long. Oh, come on, look your dear, just give yourself a cheer, sing a song. Bible says that God is love, and that's the reason why. Song along your merry way.
Sing, sing, sing a song to make a happy day. Come join in now and sing a happy song. Oh, come on, let's join in now and sing a happy song.
Truly, if you have Jesus in your heart, then indeed you can sing a happy song. Well, our subject for this program is joy and laughter and humor and how to keep it in our lives even when life is stressing us out. You know, there's all kinds of reasons to keep laughter in our lives. Not only does it make life easier even in the tough times, but researchers are finding that there are many benefits for our body when we laugh. For instance, Dr. William Fry of Stanford University has found that laughing out loud 250 times burns off the same calories as 12 and a half minutes on a rowing machine, or about 100 calories. Well, that fact alone should help most of us laugh more. If you're like I am, who wouldn't want to burn off 100 calories? Well, perhaps if we want to get to know what someone's really like, maybe we should just watch to see how much they laugh. If I were looking for a special friend, I'd search until I found one who laughs easily. And maybe I need to be sure I'm that kind of friend too. Now, how about a little story from Reader's Digest to help you laugh today? It says, "When I was visiting my grandfather in the hospital, a nurse came in to check his blood sugar level. Before she started, the nurse examined his fingertips, which had been poked numerous times already, and said, 'Which finger should we use this time that won't hurt too much?' 'How about yours?' my grandfather replied." Oh my, well, you can probably come up with a better joke than that. So email me with your best clean jokes, and I'll use some of them the next time I talk about keeping joy and laughter in our lives. You'll hear my contact information at the end of the program. And now here's a song by Carol Roberson. He sings, "Jesus Is My Everything."
There is a light that shines so bright, the morning star in the darkest night. Jesus, He is the light. There is a river that runs deep, this river runs inside of me. Jesus, He flows endlessly. He's the shepherd of the sheep, He's bread when I need to eat. He's the flowers in the spring, He's a song I can sing. Jesus is everything. He's the rock on which I stand, He's the door to the promised land. Jesus, He's my greatest friend. He is creator of all things, my Savior, Lord, and King. Jesus, He is everything. He's the shepherd of the sheep, He's the bread when I need to eat. He's the flowers in the spring, He's a song I can sing. Jesus is everything. Shepherd of the sheep, He's bread what I need to eat. He's the flowers in the spring. He's a song I can sing. Jesus is everything. Jesus is everything. Jesus is everything.
Yes, he's the rock on which I stand. He's creator of all things, our Savior, Lord, and King. Yes, Jesus is our everything. Well, in the event you just tuned in, I'm Samantha Landy, and you're listening to the Psalms of Hope program. I'm talking about keeping joy and laughter in our lives and also playing some joyful, God-honoring music. Well, I've studied enough about the medical benefits of affirming words and laughter to know that good, out loud laughter releases endorphins in the brain, which are actually stronger than morphine. But what happens when we don't have someone to encourage us or to laugh with? Even during the difficult times, we can choose our own attitude about our life. The Bible tells us that once, when King David was very depressed, in fact, his own army wanted to stone him, he encouraged himself in the Lord. Well, that's a good idea for us too. We may not be able to change our circumstances, but we can choose how we'll respond and encourage ourselves in the Lord. Oh, there may be nothing funny in the circumstance which has us in its grip, but we can choose to laugh at the antics of our neighbor's new puppy, or go to a comedy movie, or watch some children play, or read funny jokes, or even spend time with a funny friend. You know, the Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the Philippian church, he understood they were having struggles in their lives, and so he wrote a prescription for them, a guideline, and for us too. It says in Philippians 4:8, "Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." In other words, be thankful. Well, this next song says a similar thing. The praise and worship group sing "My Tribute."
Voices of a million angels.
Yes, to God be the glory for the things he has done. Oh, I'm so thankful for what God has done in my life and yours too. Well, I'm talking about laughter and joy on this program. I don't normally talk about my books, but in my book, Savvy Singles Handbook, I have two chapters on joy and laughter, explaining the scientific benefits of keeping joy and laughter in our lives, as well as some really fun jokes. And there are many other subjects besides joy and laughter that will benefit you even if you're not single. So write to me about it. And yes, the words joy, joyful, laughter, happy are found over 400 times in the Bible. It appears that us being full of joy is important to God too. But I know that sometimes our days are filled with work pressures, family obligations and responsibilities, in addition to events in our world. And we start to feel it'll take every ounce of energy just to get by. However, if we're not careful, many of us manufacture our own unhappiness by the words we speak and the thoughts we think. Oh, we may not be able to change the circumstances, but choosing joy will help us while we're in the middle of the mess. You know, there are some people who seem to instinctively know how to find joy in the small serendipities of life. But most of us have to work at it. We have to learn to make a choice to laugh and be joyful. H.W. Boyle once wrote, "Cheerfulness is what greases the axles of the world. Don't go through life creaking." Well, like you, I do know a few creaky people. I just have to make certain that I'm not one of them. Now, here's a song that will tell you how to keep your joy. It's a song that I play often because I want you to be reminded of it. It says to keep Jesus in the center of your heart, and he will be the center of your joy. Here are the Tallies singing for you now, one of my very favorite songs, "Jesus, You're the Center of My Joy."
Jesus, You're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from You. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, You're the center of my joy.
When I've lost my direction, You are the compass for my way. Lord, You're the fire and the light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, You are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, Your hand is there to hold. So I say,
Jesus, You're the center of my joy. Hope for all I do. Jesus, You're the center of my joy.
Lord, You're why I find pleasure in the simple things of life. You are the music in all the meadows and the streams. Children in our families and our homes.
Lord, You are the source and the finish of my highest dreams. That's why I say,
Jesus, You're the center of my joy. My content.
contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Oh, Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Yes. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Yes, Jesus does want to be the center of our joy. And when He is the center of our joy, we won't have to be depressed and dwelling on negative, fearful thoughts. Well, if you are struggling in your life, get out your pen and paper. I have some very practical ideas for you. Oh, you may not be able to see much that's humorous about your life right now, but I want to leave you with some ideas that you might try to improve your laugh life. No, I didn't say love life. I said laugh life. Well, being a more fun, happy person just might improve your love life too. It's worth a try. So I'm calling these 5 points humor helpers. Number 1, make a list of the funny movies that you've seen and watch them and choose to laugh out loud. Number 2, start a laughter bulletin board. Fill it with humorous jokes, favorite cartoons, even funny pictures or letters from your children or grandchildren. Number 3, choose to be with your funny friends, or at least call them every chance you get. Number 4, figure out what makes you laugh. Since I'm a redhead, I find blonde jokes make me laugh. Well, sometimes they don't always make my blonde friends laugh, but I have a good time. And lastly, share your funny emails with your friends so they can laugh also. And now I would like to read one of my very favorite scriptures of security. It's found in Psalm 37, 23 to 25. The steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken. Yes, that's one of God's security scriptures that I read often, and I hope it will be a comfort for you also. Remember the book, Savvy Singles Handbook, that I mentioned earlier? Well, as I said, I have 2 chapters on the medical benefits of joy and laughter, as well as some really great jokes. And I have other chapters about overcoming fear or getting our enthusiasm for life back, all chapters that will bless you, whether you are married or single. And for this week only, if you write or email me and ask for the book, I will send you this 255-page book for free, as long as they last. I want to encourage you during these difficult days that you may be having, so I hope you'll write and ask for the book. But oh my goodness, we're out of time. Remember, God invented laughter, and He said for us to keep joy and laughter in our lives. So do remember to write for the free book, and if you can send in a gift to help keep this program on your station, that would be wonderful also. But I do want to give you your free book. So do tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will keep the joy of the Lord in your heart.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah. 877-981-USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.